Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around.
Welcome, everyone, to a very special edition of Daytime After Dark on Wednesday night. I'm so excited. We have Sonia Eddy back on the show. You know her, the Epiphany Johnson, with the most amazing, amazing, amazing singing voice. And you know her from Glee and all her other projects. And maybe tonight we will find out about some new projects she's working on. So let me bring her on. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You know, I am so happy you joined us again. You have been so terrific on Zeno Hospital lately. I mean, you have had me in tears. Every time you're on, does it really have to be for a sad occasion? I mean, first it was rape. And then it was the baby storyline. I mean, with the baby storyline, oh, my gosh, you have me just, like, in tears and tears. I went through about two boxes on that one episode, so which I know it's probably bad. But, you know, it was just so good. Yeah, it was just so, it was so well done. It was so good. I mean, a lot of fans did not want that little baby to die. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of outpouring of, no, why are they doing this? But you are doing a really good job. And I just love how Epiphany is there for Patrick and everyone. And it's just so amazing to see. And all of us are trying to get you on every day because people think Epiphany should be on every day. And people think Epiphany needs a Dr. O. because I'm just waiting for that SmackDown. And there will be a SmackDown. I mean,
I think that Epiphany has a grudging respect for Dr. Obrecht, you know. So she might not like the woman, but, you know, she sees the professionalism there. It pisses her off, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Smackle? No, I'm kidding. Sorry. no, I mean, I love Kathleen. Kathleen's been on the show. I love Kathleen Gotti. She and I have had conversations, Will. Like, I just can't believe what you did. This is not good. I mean, we have those conversations, so it's like, you know, but how's it going over there? Can you tell us if you're going to be working a little more? Because, you know, besides for any more sad occasions, though.
Well, I know that I'm going back next week, but, you know, we can't comment on anything that's going on. Otherwise, I know.
I just... I have Lucas, Lucas, I can't think of his name right now, but he was on last week, and I was being really cute, and I tried pulling information out of him. Didn't get anything, so I decided I'd try my tactic on you tonight, because the fans, when you have a love life, they, again, saying, you know, the General Hospital keeps on dropping a ball on giving you a love life.
Yeah.
So I've taken upon myself to try to mass Epiphany up with someone in Post Solace. And every time I do it, the guy is either taken or gay. something, but I had Felix on, too, a month ago, and he loves working with you.
I love Mark. Mark is awesome.
You know, he was, you know, telling me that that crying scene and everything was so hard. I mean, when you guys were crying with, you know, when the baby thing happened. And
yeah.
He's like, but I love working with her. And what I really enjoy seeing you is how you interact with all, like, the young cast and, you know, I mean, you had me crying last week when you were in the operating room with Patrick with rape. I'm like, okay, this, again, I kept saying, this is not good, this is not good. But what I wanted to know, when you're in the operating room like that, what are you guys actually doing? Because you could go on Grey's Anatomy. I'm very convinced now.
We're doing what we have to do. We have a consultant there, and she tells us what is actually would be going on in an operating room, and we do that.
Wow.
You know, we try very hard to bring as much realism as we can without grossing anybody out. It wouldn't be wouldn't do us any good to have people passing out because of blood. So.
I mean, it was really well done. You know, I feel sorry for Patrick because now everyone's blaming him. And I'm like, no, he did everything he could. So I think Epiphany needs to go slap some people on the school because you were in the operating room and you saw everything. And now Alice cannot get a hold. And which I did not know once you did heroin or anything, I guess you can't, you know, be a donor. I'm like, wait,
no.
That was... I didn't know that, so I'm like, that was not smart at all. So are you working on any other projects?
Not right now, not at this moment. You know, it's summertime, so everybody's down for the count. But productions are going to be starting again in a couple of weeks, so, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what is out there for me.
I mean, it must be nice having some time off in the summer, but... In a way, it must be, you know, nice for the actors because you can just go relax and not worry about working for a couple of weeks and, you know, having a life. You know, but are you going to Fan Club Weekend?
I do not have plans to go to the Fan Club Weekend. I have some other things that I have to take care of. It's always, I don't know what's going on, you know, but things are always happening for me around that week. So
aww.
I never am able to attend. I would love to come and hang out with you guys and, you know, get to see some people, you know, face to face. But it just never seems to work out.
Well, yeah, I was going to go this year, but it's, you know, I went last year, so, like, I couldn't for this year. But, like, next year I'm going to try and go again. And I'm like, I wonder if, you know, because, you know, it's a busy weekend, that weekend. I mean, 1st of August, it seems like everyone's busy. So it's nice when the actors can go and get their time and everything. And I'm like, I have to meet Epiphany. I really do. And then so I was going to ask you. And I just had a feeling because you said last year you were not coming. And I have this feeling. I'm like, it's going to be the Fan Club curse for her. I just have this feeling, and I was right. But a lot of people want to know if you are going to ever do a recording deal because your song, You're Not Alone, on the new hospital that you sang for the nurses' ball. This, and the other one with Tracy and Monica, too. It was fantastic, and everyone thinks you are waiting for your own record deal. You have the voice of an angel, like I said at the top of this.
I would love to have a record deal, but, you know, you have to kind of wait for somebody to come along and say, hey, we want to record you. So, you know, I'm thinking about putting together a little something-something and see if I can attract, you know, some attention that way. Yeah, we'll see. There's so many different projects that you know, your little side things that you get involved in, so you have to, you know, put things in order of the rate of completion. You know what I'm saying? It's not it's not as easy as I want to sing on a record and then you go do that.
Well, I know, but the last 2 years you have performed, everyone has loved it. And then when you performed at Gabrielle Subis and you were this, your voice again was just so good. Once again, was sad. Oh, my gosh. The sad thing with Epiphany has to stop, people. But no, I mean, your voice is so good. And this, you know, I mean, I think you and Kathleen Gotti really should make an album together. She has a really good voice, and you have a great voice. And together, I think you need to come up with, like, a duet album. And she will be on the show in the fall, so I will tell that you two need to do some kind of duet album, and she will listen to me. And yeah.
Stranger things will happen, Carly.
Well, yeah, we have calls, so I better take them. Because, so let's see. My partner in crime and my co-host, Cecilia. Hey, Cecilia.
Hi. Hi, Sonia. Thank you for coming on the show, taking out your time.
Oh, well, thank you guys for coming on the show.
And can I just say, when she told me you're coming, I was like, yes! And it just made my day, because I have loved you from the moment you stepped into Fort Charles.
Oh, good.
And I love just how you don't take crap from nobody. And even when you go against my favorites, like Jason, I loved your scenes with you and Steve, or you and Laura. Actually, one of my favorite scenes is when you're like, she had the scrubs on, and she just started stripping in the hallway. I'm like, yes, that's Carly. She's like, well, you know. She's like, fine. And she starts stripping. I was like, well, what are you going to do now? It's like, okay.
I love working with Laura Wright. She's a lot of fun.
When you said that you're a mop with her head or her hair or something, I was like, oh, yes. Lordy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lordy. This should be interesting. Because not a lot of people go against Carly, so it's like, when you have two, you know, it's like, ooh, let's see who's going to win this one.
That was a lot of folks enjoyed those lines. We had a hard time getting them out because it was just so funny. The imagery was just like, seriously?
Yes, and actually one of my other favorite ones is when you help Jason escape from the hospital, and you're like, do not point that gun or I'm going to get you. And look on Steve's face was like, I shouldn't mess with her. I should listen to her. It was so fun to watch, you know, your scenes with. I was going to say, like I was saying, with Steve, because they were so funny. I'm like, I don't know how they could make it through those lines.
you know, working with Steve was always a joy. I miss him. He was a lot of fun to work with, and, you know, we would have a ball on set, you know, laughing. If you guys had any idea how actually funny he is, nobody would believe me. Because that man needs a stand-up routine of his own, because he's something else.
Well, my question is, if you could play anybody besides Epiphany on the show, who would you like to play and why?
Ooh. Anybody else that I could play on the show? Wow. Wow.
And I've found like three different people with this question, so.
Okay, let's see. Alexis is one of my favorite characters. I just love how she just handles things. And I like the fact that she still manages to get in a little bit of a, you know, love life going on in there. I don't like the image that she picks. She really likes those bad boys, but I would love to play Alexis. That would be fun for an episode or two. Let's see, who else would I like to play? I wouldn't mind being Jason. you know, getting up in there and you know, cutting in brains and whatnot. That'd be fun. Let's see. Who else? And I wouldn't mind being funny either, because I think I would be I could play a mobster pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could. I can't believe it. Yes, you could.
You
run
yeah,
a tight ship up in the hospital.
There you go.
You're like, it's not gossip hour. Go back to work.
There you go.
And if you could play on any primetime show, what would it be?
Scandal.
Scandal. Oh, yes.
Yep. I could see you on that.
I would love to see you on Scandal.
Whew, I would love to be on Scandal so bad. I would like to be a bad spy. Oh, that'd be so much fun. And in there, you know, just getting in it and messing up with Olivia Pope's dreams and plans. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I was sad that to see your on-screen son, Stan, die because of Jason.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, oh, wow, you know, because you didn't know when you first came on, as Tiffany or Tiffany came on, it's like, okay, well, she's a new nurse, and then you find out that her son is Jason's, you know, computer guy.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't that cool?
So it's like, wow, and then they kill him off. I'm like, really?
That's how they like to get you in there and then just, you know, shatter your hopes and dreams, man.
Yes, it's like, really? Oh, so.
But it was again, another fun person to work with. She goes a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
too.
And I bet Bradford was fun to work with, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when he would you know, call me the little nickname that he had for Epiphany, I'd have to stand there and stare at him for a second because I wanted to burst out laughing. So I think he called me the formidable one or something like that. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. And now I'm, like, watching this show. I'm like, I don't know how they can get through these lines and not laugh. I'll get in trouble by the director all the time because once I start giggling, it's over.
Oh, don't think
like,
that we don't.
Yeah, that's me. It's like, don't get me started because I will be here for an hour giggling.
Yeah. We have problems sometimes. And, you know, Frank will stand there and look at us. He'll let us laugh for a minute. It's like, okay. We gotta go.
Okay. It's like, breathe.
There you go.
Or I might get fired. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, I absolutely love you, and I want you on more. If you can be on 5 days a week, I would love it. And I also love your scenes with Elizabeth. I think they're so great because, as we all know, Elizabeth, well, she has a mother, but we don't know who her mother is. So I like that whole, like, mother, daughter, coworker, friend kind of thing.
Support
that she needs. And it's so great to see, you know, to see it. And I was like, aw, you know, it warms my heart. Because Elizabeth's one of my other favorite characters on the show, and it's like, oh, you know, and everybody's always bashing her, and here's Epiphany, he's like, hey, you can do it, keep your head up.
Yeah.
I got your back.
You know, she likes Elizabeth, you know, they're buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Epiphany understands Elizabeth in ways that a lot of people don't.
Yes.
And so, you know, plus I think she kind of, you know, has a motherly view. She looks at Elizabeth and kind of shakes her head. Why are you doing that?
Like, can I slap you upside your head? Like, mother would. Like, can I hit you?
Like, don't do that. That's going to be bad. Can't you see that's going to be bad?
This is going to be bad. But so like that with, Jason. Patrick and Robin, you're kind of like the mother hen of all these people.
Yeah. And that's what I love about playing Epiphany. You know, people say that she's mean, but she's not really. I don't think that she's mean. She's firm.
Yes.
But, you know, she's got a big heart, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that roughness, that breastness, just covers up a very big heart. Because I think that Tiffany would be there for you, for anybody, if they needed her.
Yes. And it's so true. And probably one of my favorite storylines is when Tiffany had the heart problems a couple of years ago during the heart month. And, like, everybody was there for her. And I was like, oh, that's so, you know, and it's like, you can do this, you know, and they had your back. And it's like, oh, you know, it's like reverse. It's like, I got your back, you got mine. And I think she realized she has people behind her to support her. And it's like, oh, I like, you know, I loved it. I was like, you better not kill Tiffany off. But talking about storylines, what has been one of your favorite scenes or storylines or,
you know, anytime I get to work with Tony is a wonderful time. I enjoyed that he was having the heart attack issues and he was trying to fake having heart surgery to get back into Tracy's good graces. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I loved working with him on that. Because we always, he and I find the jokes where there aren't any, and we make it fun, you know. It's like, okay, so and with Tony, you can always go off the book with him, and he'll take you on a merry journey, and he'll follow where you go sometimes. And that's always a lot of fun when you can just fly by the seat of your pants with somebody and know that they've got your back, you know. That's always fun.
I heard he ad-libs his lines sometimes, too, so
sometimes,
he kind of goes off the script.
So when you're working with Tony, you have to stay on your – you can't go to sleep while you're standing there. You never know what's coming at you, and that's what I love. You know, he does it like being on stage. You know, like being on the live stage somewhere. That's what I like working with Tony so much, because it's very much like a live performance when you work with him.
Yes.
And I love, believe it or not, I love to work with Kelly. Even though I know that you guys can't stand Sam, but I love working with Kelly. She's a lot of fun, too.
She's okay.
I mean...
It's okay. As long as you got... No,
yeah,
I like Sam.
Like
I love
her.
That's
who I like to work with.
Me too.
Oh, boy. Oh, I won't
just because I don't like the character doesn't mean I don't like the actress or actor. I applaud them, you know, sometimes. It's like, you can make me hate you this much, then good job for you.
You
want to make me throw something at my TV, then good for you. Because trust me, there's been things thrown at my TV.
There you go. That's a skill in and of itself.
You know, my friends are like, it's just a show. It's okay. So, and I'm like, if you can yell at your football games, I can yell at myself. Leave me alone.
It's all good.
Yes. Well, I will let you talk to some of the other callers, but thank you for talking to us, and thank you again for coming on. And we would love to have you back.
I'm happy to be back. I enjoy talking to you guys.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Okay, I will put you on mute.
Okay.
No, not you, Cecilia.
Oh.
Okay, and my other co-host. Hey, Will.
Hello, hey, this is Party Will, Willie. Hello, Sonia,
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, sweetie. I'm so excited to interview you tonight.
Oh, well, I'm excited to be here talking to you.
Yeah, I would definitely love you on the Nurses Ball. You just, you know, you just... Everything, you just sing Steeler right there. You, Monica, and Tracy. I love that. And then the part, you know, when you sang that with during that grieving time when they were losing the baby and you were singing that sad song. Oh, my gosh, I cannot stop crying. That was just so emotional. But you've got Carly said it right, that you do have that angelic voice, that we just would love to see you on a record. I mean, I think we should tweet that. That would be like, let's see who can get her a record deal.
That's what I'm talking about.
I heard that you want to be on Scandal. That would be great.
Oh, my God.
I could see you being on Scandal. That would be like maybe Elizabeth's wicked sister or something.
That's what I'm talking about.
That shows a list full of twists and turns. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, I got two, but the first one would be, is if you could be on any feature film, which one would it be, of what genre?
Wow. Any feature film. There are so many of them. Does it matter the genre?
I'm just curious on your take. Like, have you ever thought of maybe being in a horror film or doing like a comedic film with like one of the main top actors? I mean, if you could branch out more, if you were given that chance, where do you see yourself on a feature film?
Oh, hell yeah! I could see a film. I would love to be number two or number three on a call sheet. That'd be awesome. I would love to do something like The Fast and the Furious, because I love fast cars and I love to drive fast. That would be a lot of fun, and that would be something nobody would ever see coming. And let's see. I like action adventures. I would love to have been in one of the Mission Impossible. That would have been great, because I grew up watching that TV show, and to be part of the film version would just be a dream come true.
Well, I could see that. You could be like the naughty the spy that's villainous. You'll be the quiet one, and all of a sudden you just branch out, and oh no, it's like, look, she's evil.
Yeah, there you go. She's a double agent. What?
All right, here's my second question. What is something that you would love to do that you have not yet done yet?
Broadway.
So sort of like this, like a hidden passion.
Broadway.
Oh, my God. You sold me. I would love to see you do Broadway. That would be awesome.
It doesn't have to be a musical. It'd be awesome if it was a musical, but any Broadway. I would love to do a comedy on Broadway. I would love to do, a serious thing. Anything on Broadway would be awesome.
Well, you're talking to a writer, so if I ever create a Broadway musical of that nature, I definitely want you on board.
Honey, call me. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm enjoying to interview you, and I'm going to let the others take over. But thank you so much for being on tonight, Sonia.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Will.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know what Corey's area code is? Because I'm going to try and bring him on next.
I'm not sure. I think it's a 212. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I figured out why I see who I used to bring on next. I figured out who you could be with. Victor Cassadine.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. That would change the family dynamics for sure.
I mean, you and Dr. Oprah were fighting over, oh, my God, that would be good. Oh. Okay, Frank, come on. Why that? Okay, let's see. Who should I bring on? 916, you're on the air.
916, I think that might possibly be me. Is this
yes.
the real Sonia Eddy?
Oh, my God, is this TSE?
Hang on, let me check my driver's license. Yes, it is. It is, it's me, darling.
How are you doing, baby?
How's that for trying? Sonia, all I got to say is, told you so. I I actually have a couple of like serious questions that you and I actually talked about but never really gotten into. So I'm gonna be sort of a bit aggressive in this interview. Can you handle it, love?
We'll see.
I just watched, did I know I told you, I just got the DVD of Night Shift. I'd never seen it, not a bit. And it was, and the first crack right out of the box is that I don't understand why season one is out and season two is not, but that's a whole different issue. But I was...
Oh, yeah, you're right,
I was absolutely blown away. And, you know, I mean, being in the business myself, it's like, this was a hell of a show. This, I mean, I realized it wasn't on network, but, you know, it was in SoapNet, which is, I guess, cable. But, my God, the production values in that show were just top-notch. And your presence there was, you know, you were in just about every other or every third scene. And, I know your fans, all of us that, you know, care about you and that really admire your work, are a bit bummed out of the fact that you're not on there that much anymore. And I liken it to the person that I feel you not replaced but sort of filled the shoes of, which was Emily McLaughlin,
mm-hmm.
who was Jesse Brewer. I mean, that was the head nurse. That was the whole situation. And I realized, G.H., and hey, kudos to Ron and Frank straight across the board. They're kicking ass and taking names. But they're missing the boat in a couple of little areas. And one is you go up on the third, ninth, tenth, or whatever floor of G.H., and who's running the show? Nobody's running anything.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's the part that's missing. Is there anything that we as your fans can literally start doing to rattle their cages a bit to say, guys, come on. It's general.
All I know is that they have their Twitter accounts, and they themselves, not assistants, they themselves handle their Twitter accounts. It's just, I guess the more noise that's made, maybe they'll pay attention. I don't know. At this point, I have no idea.
I mean,
and I know.
And sorry to interrupt you guys, but they always said, if you send a real low to, sometimes, you know, that might do the trick.
Yeah, I know that real letters are weighed more heavily than, anything on a blog or anything on the internet,
social media. I cannot remember where I saw it. It was somewhere. Somewhere on the internet. I found the actual mailing address straight to Carlovati and those guys, and they want to hear. And it's out there. All you got to do is look. But I'm thinking, Sonia, you're probably right. Is that it has nothing to do with the fact that you're a fan favorite and well we love your character. You know, some of us recognize. You got a hell of a talent, and we'd like to see you use it a bit more often, rather than coming and going. You know, so I would like to propose to anyone that is listening out there, that is a fan of this wonderful lady, that we start sort of shaking the boat very politely, and I must stress
mm-hmm.
it because Carlovati will cut your butt off in a heartbeat on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He will. But if you do it politely and say, hey, we really seriously love this gal and her character, and could you please work her in a wee bit more, so that the general hospital has somebody running the show and the inmates are not taking over, so to speak.
mm-hmm.
That's my first thought. That was sort of that thing. The whole Night Shift thing, I got to tell you that I won't give it away because I'm sure there's others out there that have not seen it, but the ending, the sort of climax, the sort of third
mm-hmm.
act, I didn't see that coming. And I'm a writer, and I did not see that coming. And it totally took me by surprise. And I thought, wow, somebody had their act together. So how did you
really
feel
nice
about that whole...
That.
Yeah, that whole that whole show in terms of your presence on the show. How was that for you?
I had a lot of fun doing that, actually, and it was nice to be able to, humanize Itchikuni a little bit more, you know, to see her outside of the hospital and being a regular person and having a life outside of scrubs. It was great.
Oh yeah. Oh, that first scene where you guys are all coming out and there's like, I'm not sure where it was. I'm assuming it was location somewhere. That was so terribly believable because anytime you can go on location, it suddenly puts it in the real world. I do not fault GH in any way, shape, or form for the lack of the ability to go on location as much as they used to. Funds are tight. I get that. But even, you get shots of Fanola or somebody out in the parking lot, it suddenly just opens it up.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it, you just suddenly, wow, you're in the real world. And so I hope they continue. I think that the direction of the show has done nothing but improve. I know there's a lot of people out there because of their personal preferences, likes and dislikes tend to get a bit edgy. But the bottom line, if you just step back, you could say this show has risen like the phoenix.
Yes.
It has come back to life, and it has given life to the rest of the soaps in general, which is an art form. I absolutely, categorically say it is an art form. It's something that takes, you got to have chops to do those things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
And
so every time I, it's like I'm sitting there, because I do, that's my hour off. That's my lunch hour here because I work from home. And I sit there, and every time Piff comes on, and it's like, I'll be damned, there she is again. That's pretty cool. Okay, this is the frequency is regenerating and it's getting more. And we all hope to see you on there more and on other things. I think you'd be hell on wheels on Once Upon a Time as some sort of an evil, witch or something.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted to do that, and we'll see. I would love to be like the evil witch or something. Let me play Maleficent.
Well, I tell you what, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, love. I've got a couple of ideas we need to talk. This is like, I would love to write a short for you where you are absolutely, totally evil, but playing against your other self in your own mind, which is the nice side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, evil is a lot of fun to play, I'll tell you that. In the beginning,
yeah.
Get all
well,
those, all
well,
that,
I don't
want to,
I don't want to, I don't want to hog the time because I'm sure there's quite a few other callers, but I did at least want to call in and say hi.
It was good talking to you, Tony.
Hey, I was going to do my Teo Pengliss impression, but I thought I better not.
Oh, do it!
He's just got this sort of just wonderful sort of sound. Anyway, I won't go there because he'll slap my wrist. All right, Sonya, talk to you soon, darling.
All right, Garland, you have a good evening, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling.
Thank you very much.
That was hysterical. Okay, 216, you're on the air.
Good evening, Carly. It's Corey.
Hey, Cole.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air with the wonderful Sonya Eddie, so...
I know I'm kind of geeking out. Sonya, you're my favorite on
please,
General Hospital.
Please.
And
Don't geek out.
I'm putting it on record now that I will come to General Hospital for free and be your new gay best friend.
Ooh, all right now. Every girl needs a gay best friend.
I think you need a partner in crime to get in trouble with. Like, we could kidnap Dr. O.
Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
It would be fun.
Well,
I
took me get into some mischief, yes.
Yes, and she needs a partner in crime to do it with. And
there
I'm
you
there.
Go.
So my first question for you, is if you could pick one character from any other of the canceled ABC soaps to come to General Hospital and be your love interest, who would you choose and why?
Wow. You know, I did love me some Jesse from All My Children.
That would be hot.
I love it. I just think the man is sexy. That's all.
I love it.
That was just, you know, just watching him and his Debbie Morgan do their thing. It's like, wow, all right now. That's what I'm talking about. That was a real love story.
Well, I figured they could do it with the One Life to Live characters. Why not bring some other characters back?
Hey, I would not object to that at all. Let's see. What was the other part of the question? Is that it?
That was it. My next question would be kind of along the same lines, but if you could be related to another soap family on any of the other soaps, who would you want to be related to?
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, you can't be related to Jesse because you just said you wanted to be with Jesse.
Yeah.
That would be a little weird.
Let me think.
Yeah, it would.
That's a good question. You know, I would not mind to be being a cousin for Debbie Morgan's character. That would have been interesting. I'm an All My Children girl. You know, I really miss All My Children. That was my other show that I used to watch, you know, just religiously. So to be related to her character would be beyond awesome.
Well, you just made me love you even more because I have to say I was an All My Children and One Life to Live. And it really hurt my heart that they got canceled twice.
Yeah.
But you were the character that attracted me to General Hospital.
Oh, honey, thank you.
So I watched for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So they need to have you on more. I could see you being related to to RJ on One Life to Live and sort of being his moral compass.
Because
Epiphany gets a little sassy sometimes when she's trying to get a point across, which is lovely.
I agree with you, and that would be nice. Yeah,
so,
that'd be cool.
I won't tie you up anymore. Those were my two questions. But just keep in mind, my offer still stands. I'll come for free and be your new gay best friend.
Well, I will keep that in mind, and if they should ever ask me, I will have to definitely put your name in the pile there.
I'll write a letter later.
Y'all right now.
Hey, Corey. I thought you were my gay best friend. What happened? I'm getting replaced all of a sudden?
Well, Carly, if you are, I am, but if it ever comes that Epiphany needs one, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm gone.
Oh, my God. I'm getting dumped.
No,
okay, you know.
We can share him.
Carly,
I will go with you. I will go with you because I would not trust you alone with Epiphany. You would need a security guard, and I would be the security guard.
Well, Carly, you could come with him. We could be a threesome, and then Dr. O wouldn't know what hit her.
Exactly, and then while I'm at it, maybe I can see this, you know, Sunny or whatever. Yeah.
I just have dibs on Nathan.
Okay, I will give you dibs on Nathan. Okay, I will leave Nathan alone, but I get dibs on Sunny and Luke, okay? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Cole, and I'm going to let other people on.
Perfect. Thank you, Sonia.
Well, thank you, Corey. You have a good evening, baby.
You too.
Okay, our next one is 631. You're on the air.
Hi, Chloe. Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
It's Lisa. Lisa, AABC1 on Twitter.
Oh, hey, hey.
Hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Good, good. I have to, of course, you know, you're getting so much love tonight, so I have to add my two cents because I love Epiphany as well. And I have to say, I also agree that, and I tweeted this the other day, like, I said, where is the rest of the cast of TH? I just feel like, it's just, I've been watching Sonya since I'm 12, and I'm 48 now. So I've been watching a long time, so I've seen a lot, you know, and I have to agree, and I know a lot of the other soap fans and the GH fans say the same thing, that I miss the other characters. You know what I'm saying? Like the characters that you're used to seeing, not so much every day, but even every other day. I just, you know, I know there's lots of newbies on, and, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad, but I just, you know, I miss you, and I love your interaction with all of the, you know, with all of the cast, but my favorite, I have to say, is with you, and as you call him, Drake Jr., I think.
I love working with him. He is.
Oh my God. He got so. When he didn't get that Emmy, I was literally my bad Italian mouth came out when.
Honey, didn't that piss you off? Woo, that pissed me off. That pissed me off bad.
My God. Talk about robbed. I was so upset. But
I for work.
Yeah. I mean, I think that whole Emmy show was, don't even get me started on that red carpet thing. That was a nightmare. But anyway. oh, my God. I wanted to reach through my iPad and just like, ugh. But anyway. now, that's a New Yorker coming out in me now. but I also wanted to ask her, I know you said, because you know, a lot of my questions already were asked, but I was going to ask about Broadway because I think you would be awesome on Broadway. Or even, would you ever consider doing, like, a sitcom?
Heck yeah!
Yeah, I think it would.
Oh, my God, yeah. Look, I grew up on, my first gigs as an actor were on sitcoms. You know, I did Living Single, I did Seinfeld, I did, you know, quite a few.
Yeah.
Situation comedies, and I love to make people laugh, and I love being silly, and, you know, to have that opportunity to do some physical comedy, because, you know, the last thing that people really think about when they look at me is a physical comedian, but
right.
I love taking pratfalls, I love, you know, doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
I think that would be great. When I was speaking with Jen Lilly, I told her the same thing, because you know, like you, you know, you're so, you know, diverse. You can do anything, I feel, you know. I mean, it takes a lot of talent to do that. And I know,
thank you. Thank you. I would love to do a sitcom with Jane Lilly. She ain't rap type, but she's awesome.
you know what? And I think I have to say, seriously, like, you guys are so sweet. You know, you literally take the time to, you know, treat your fans and, you know, friend us on Facebook, and it means a lot. It really, really does, because, you know, not a lot of actors, you know, do that. It's really, really appreciated. I feel like the daytime fans are the most loyal fans.
Oh, you are. You are.
You know?
And, I mean, we do it, whether an actor wants to admit it or not, we do what we do for the fans.
You know?
We wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for you guys.
Exactly.
So,
and
I
know, I appreciate
you.
I appreciate that, because I have four children. Well, my daughter just graduated high school a couple weeks ago, so that's my out at night. You know, I sit down, I turn on that ABC app, and you know, and then I watch my DH. That's my escape, you know, from reality. And I really look forward to it. And today, oh my God, I was like in tears at that scene today when they took Rafe off life support. It was like, oh my God, that was like so, it's very realistic, you know, and it just shows you how talented, you know, these actors are on this show. And, you know, I wish, you know, I feel like we haven't seen a lot of the other characters in a very long time. At a long time, I know I can understand that the fans that haven't, that just maybe started watching a couple years ago, but, I, you know, I mean, I consider myself, I guess, a vet, you would call me. I mean, I've been watching for 36 years, really.
Yeah.
And you really, you know, you don't like change. You like the same characters.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
Well,
I don't know, but, you know.
Well, when I go and watch the show, I'm going to tune in to my, you know, I'm going to watch my buddies do their thing. You know what I mean? Not just knowing them as real people, but I have come to enjoy seeing what's happening in their lives as, you know, as the characters. And so I totally understand it. I really do.
Right. I know. I are you going to be having any more scenes coming up with, I mean, I'm sure you are, but anytime soon with Jason Thompson?
I don't know. You know, we usually don't get the scripts until about a week or so before we do it.
Okay.
And, you know, and once again, if I am, I can't tell anybody anything.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want her to get fired.
No, that would be bad.
No. Well, we wouldn't let that happen anyway. We would just torture the powers that be until, you know. But
well, I love you for that, baby. Thank you.
You just as a person, you're just so sweet and kind, and you're just such a talent, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Again, it was a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And how are your pups doing?
They are fine. They're sitting here next to me right now. They're listening to my voice, and I put them to sleep.
Aww. So are they rescued? Are they rescued or no?
One is a hairless. They're called Peruvian Incan something or another. My brain just went dead, but he's like a hairless dog next to a chihuahua.
Oh.
And then that's the gray one that you see on the picture.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Wyatt. And my little girl, her name is Nazi, and she is Chihuahua and Shih Tzu.
Oh, wow.
But you don't see the Shih Tzu. She's got a wavy, you know, line of hair down the middle of her back, and that's about all the Shih Tzu.
God, that's so funny, like a mohawk.
There you go. Yeah, when she gets excited, it stands up. It's quite funny.
That's funny. I have a rescue. She's a husky mix, and she was rescued from actually a kill shelter down in South Carolina. We have her about 2 years now, and she's like my fifth child. You know,
I love rescue dogs. They, you know, don't let anybody tell you that they don't know. They know.
They definitely know. My husband gets so mad at me. He's like, you pay more attention to the girls than you do to me. I'm like, well, she doesn't talk back. She doesn't, you know, she just gives me unconditional love. She, you know,
she says thank you.
That's right. But anyway, thank you so much, Sonia. I hope I see you real soon on PH and another thing.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for calling. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much. Thanks,
thanks, Lisa. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Okay. 773, you're on the air.
Hi, Carolee. Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a Nutty fan. I love your beautiful guy giving her.
Thank you.
See that you did. With the baby dying, my God. Broke my heart, remember? Where were you today? They should have had to. We needed Sonia there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, they had everybody in the room with Rafe, and where was Epiphany?
Probably out yelling at somebody, I guess.
Probably.
Well, I haven't seen her today because I didn't want to cry before the interview. So, you know, I haven't seen her. I'm going to see her tonight, but I wanted to be professional and not in tears all night long over the scene. So, yeah.
Yeah. But what about the nurse's ball? And somebody said to Magic Milo's group, Take it off.
Yeah.
Look, I have gotten to the point where I love the nurse. I was loving the nurse's ball anyway, but when I get
you
to see those wonderful men running around in underwear, it's just a great, great thing.
And then he had to say, take it all off.
Take it all off.
You Shaq, Maui, and I think Alexa, but
yeah. We were all saying, lose the underwear.
Exactly. Oh, Carly, I'm sorry.
Put the kids in another room. Just come on.
Yeah, you know.
Let's get some adult entertainment on this thing. Come on now.
I'm poor Spence.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, he was in the other room. Spencer was trying to get his girlfriend back. They could have gone all the way the full 9 days.
Hey, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we could have worked that out.
Yeah. I just love you, and this is a thrill to be able to speak to you on the phone. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, girl, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Like I said, I love the opportunity to be able to talk to you guys out there. You know, I don't get a whole lot of chances, you know, during the fall and stuff when you're working. So to be able to sit down and talk to you guys and hear what you're thinking about the character and making sure that I'm still making you happy, that's what's important.
Oh, okay. Well, after all, your name is Epiphany. Remember, we discussed that on Twitter.
Well, I try to keep up. I try to, you know, check in every once in a while when I can. It's funny that I get stuck on Twitter for 2 or 3 hours. It's like, oh, I can't do this.
You're not the only one.
You know, it's like, oh, no, I was supposed to go over here and do that. And I was, what were you doing? I was on Twitter. You know, my friends laugh at me.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so very much. I'm not a healthy person. And you, my story for 51 years.
Oh, girl, thank you. We appreciate it. We really do.
I love it. I really do. Thank you so very, very much.
Oh, thank you, baby.
God bless you.
Oh, well, God bless you, too. You have anything else you want to ask me?
Pardon me?
I said, do you have any?
Yeah,
hello?
I didn't catch it. I'm sorry. I got a cell phone.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask? Is there anything else you wanted to know that I could tell you?
Well, you can't tell me what I want to know, so I won't ask.
Okay, then. All right. Be that way. Fine.
But maybe a tiny little hint. Can you help me?
No.
You can't answer.
No, I love my job. No.
I know. No. I don't want you to answer the question. I'm just going to throw it out there. I hope it's a sleep with Spencer.
There you go. I'll just have to look at that and pretend like I didn't see it. Gotcha.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that because he needs you. Oh, the night shift with your son and everything. I mean, I love that show. That should have still been on TV.
Oh, honey, thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Take care of your babies. I got one baby trying to lick the phone.
Well, like I said, mine are faxed out. See, I fed them dinner before this so that I knew they would go to sleep.
Wow.
You wouldn't be able to hear me. It would be nothing but a bunch of barking going on. Because when I'm on the phone, they want to talk too.
I've got a cat that licks my face when I'm trying to talk on the phone.
So there you go. They get upset. You know, who are you talking to is more important than me, see?
Yeah. The cute one with the mohawk, they must be adorable.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I had a chihuahua, and I can just picture with them the combination. Oh, fine. Wow. Carly, thank you for doing this.
Oh, yeah, I will put you back on hold, and then when we do our discussion, I will bring you back on.
Okay, take care and God bless you. Thank you very much.
You have a good evening, okay?
Yeah, okay, you know, closing remarks with you. I've been, like, you know, thinking when everyone else been on. But, you know, I wish you could be in the scene with Sunny, Luke, Duke, and Sean all together.
Ooh.
I mean, just because I love my mob boys. And, you know, I'm loving Sunny and Duke and Sean working together, but
yes,
I don't like this fake Luke storyline. I don't know if you knew he's fake Luke. I just wanted to tell you. I've been telling every General Hospital star that comes on here lately, that's not really Luke, you guys. It's fake. He's not really Luke. So, you know. Yeah, but I think... You know, it would be awesome if you would get more involved. Like, I don't know, Epiphany would get involved in them all, but, I mean, I would just love you helping Sunny and Duke and Sean go against Zillion or something. Or, you know, I mean, I think that would be cool.
I think if it was something that involved bringing down Obrek, Epiphany might do it.
Well, I think sooner or later they should go there by bringing down Obrek and bringing back Faison and, you know, once and for all, like, get rid of all. I mean, I never want to get rid of Kathy Gotti, but she needs this to go down a little because she has done a little things wrong. And oh, and everyone wants to see you at the park mode with the little kids, you know, with the Lyra's camp thing that's going on. People think you would be so cute with that, too. I mean, because people think you do really good with the little kids like Emma and stuff.
Yeah, I do like working with the kids, and the kids, we have fun. Yeah, I have fun with everybody, but the kids are funny.
Yes.
Brooklyn is just a sweetheart.
Yeah,
so
I mean, the little boy that played Spencer, I have a little crush on him, and I know, you know, he's little, but he cracks me up. He just, you know, brings on something really special to the show. Loving his scene with Sunny and Spencer, that whole new relationship.
Yes,
closing question is, do you watch the show when you're not on, or do you not watch it, or do you watch it, or...
Yeah, I do
know,
watch it. I'm a week behind, but I watch the show. I'm a GH fan.
Oh,
you
know,
I'd watch the show if I was on it or not. Yeah, I love GH.
So, is there anything you don't like as a fan of the actress right now? Is there anything you're thinking, why are they doing this? Or is there anything as a fan? Not the actress, but you want to do that, but as a fan, is there anything you're thinking, why are they dragging this out? Why, you know?
I'm not really understanding the fake Luke thing. But
thank you.
I'm sure that
thank
come
you.
Around.
You know, because to me, it doesn't make sense to have Sunny and Luke go against each other, and suppose Sunny doesn't know that's a fake Luke. And so I'm thinking, when I get Epiphany on, maybe Epiphany, you know, and Sonya can go in when they spin on and say, that's not the real Luke. So when the time comes,
right.
You cannot be mad at your best friend. I mean, but no, I mean, I'm so glad you're a fan because, like, you understand why all of us get upset and mad and, you know, thinking what they are doing because sometimes we scratch our head. Like, you know, what are they doing? So it's nice to see, you watch the soaps, you know, along with us. Did you watch, you know, the other soap, so is General Hospital your main one you watch?
I used to watch One Life I watched all my children. It was General Hospital and All My Children. Those were my two favorites. And then, because I grew up watching GH, and I discovered All My Children when I was in college.
Oh, cool.
I used to love Days of Our Lives and
yes.
Young and the Restless. That was one that I would watch with my friends, you know, in the dorms. We would record that, and when we were doing our homework, we would watch Young and the Restless.
Well,
so,
yeah, I mean,
a soap fan.
Yeah, like I tell everyone, you know, if the DVR TiVos was invented now and I was going to school, I would be there every day like a ghost person. But no,
yeah.
We had a crappy VCR, so I had to get home. So sometimes I was like, find an illness, and I'm like, Mom, I don't feel good, and she's like, okay. And then I would get it. If it's like a big day and you did not want to miss, yeah, that's what I did.
Yep. Nobody went to school on Luke and Laura's wedding day. Nobody did.
Exactly.
That was like watching the wedding.
Yeah, and now that you're working with, you know, Anthony Geary, I bet you're like, I watched your wedding. You know, I mean, I think it would be really cool working with him. I love him. I love Sonny. You know, they are my two guys. Well, Spinelli and Jason were two, but they left the show, which broke my heart. But we want to all thank you for coming on, and we hope you can come on again, because Daytime After Dark, we all love you on here. And my co-host, Corey, told me to tell you, tell her that my office still stands about, you know, coming on the show and being your gay, you know, best friend. So, you know, yeah.
And tell him I will definitely make sure that his name is in the running. Yes.
Cool. Okay, have a great night.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much, Carly. I really enjoyed this. You have a good evening.
Okay, yeah. And we hope you can come on again and have a great night.
Okay, big hugs to everybody. Love you all.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
That was Sonia Eddy from Zeno Hospital. I will bring on my co-host, and I will bring on, I think, Marzuri too. Hi, guys.
Hi.
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 You know, so how are you?
Oh,
I think
you.
Everyone did great.
I'm just really excited that I'm going to L.A. to be on General Hospital.
excuse me?
Carly, you're coming with, and I think we decided that we're taking Willie with us, too.
Yeah, Willie.
Oh,
really?
Thank you.
Hold on, thanks for thinking of me.
What about me?
Okay.
It was a really good interview. I think everyone did a great job. It was really cool, and I loved how we had so many call-ins tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you, boys, and thank you, Sister Yippo, you know, promoting the hell out of this. And mostly we are glad you are back. We love having you on the show, so we are really glad you are back.
Thank you. I love Sonia. Thank you so much for having her.
Oh, of course. I thought that was you, the 773, but I didn't want to say hi. And if it was the wrong person, I would have felt like a really big idiot. I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't want to be an idiot on the show. So that's why I didn't say. I have not watched the show today. Don't yell at me. I just did not want to cry before the interview because I went on Twitter all day that it was emotional.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it either. I heard it was emotional. People have been crying all afternoon.
I just watched the scene where they pulled Rafe off life support after I got done talking to Sonia, and I cried a little bit, so I can't imagine what the whole show was like.
It's heartbreaking.
Why in the hell did they have to do this? I'm sorry. They did not have to do this. I'm sorry. I'm not over this.
No, they really don't, because they could have redeemed Rafe. They could have done anything with Rafe. I feel that was like an easy cop-out. They didn't even have to go that route.
No. They killed Gabriel, and now they kill Rafe? This is... Oh.
Why do all the young people have to die?
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what was the whole point? And what was the whole point when they had to kill off Cole and then the baby too? That was really stupid.
Wasn't there
Jake? I mean, seriously, that's just really getting dumb now.
Well, it just goes back to our discussion on the show on whatever day it was. Like, there was no need to kill Jake off.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, we went to the heartbreak of Gabriel with Epiphany singing.
Yes.
And being a bear for us, God bless her. Her heart was beautiful that day. And then today, how did they do this to us again?
I felt that if they were going to do that with the Gabriel situation, then they should have never gotten Sabrina. They should have never let her get pregnant to begin with then. They should have gone a whole different storyline.
I mean,
thank you.
It's like a cheesy cop-out to me. But, I mean, I know that she was going to, the actress was pregnant and she was leaving for maternity leave. That's fine. But as writers, they could have planned something a whole lot better than what they did. I mean, that's
exactly.
I
will never see the sense in it. I'm sorry, even Rafe. And I'm sick of people on Twitter saying, oh, I never noticed Rafe, blah, blah, blah. Rafe was
that's
a good
bull.
Character. What?
It was bullshit. They had a nervous Rafe. You know?
Yeah, and it just makes me mad. And then people go, oh, well, TJ is a better boyfriend. But I'm sorry, I was a Molly and TJ. You know, I thought they dropped the ball on that. I'm sorry, I did.
Me too.
No, they did. They totally did drop the ball. And I definitely enjoyed Molly with Rafe because, like I said before, they are just such the cutesy little couple. I don't see that with TJ. With TJ, it seems like everything's so forced, and she's just giving into everything that he says. That's Molly. Molly, we know Molly. She's a very kind little character. But this is not the Molly we know where she's going to give in to a guy just because he wants her to do this and this, do that. Look at it. She didn't even do that with Rafe. She let Rafe know where it was, what's going on, and where she stood. Now, why can't you do that with TJ? I mean, I know that they're going to be two different people, but the writing should be a little bit more improved, I feel.
I do.
Okay, Sons, I haven't seen today. Has Molly found out yet?
She's there today. She'll be in his room.
Carly, she was in the room when they pulled the plug.
Oh, God, I'm really going to lose it. Okay. I will be texting you off the hook after I watch it, so just be prepared, you know.
I'll be prepared.
I literally have goosebumps.
Just so you know, Corey and I were really worried about you yesterday, you know, just so you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a power outage. It comes and goes sometimes, but at least I'm back.
I know, but I'm like, where is he? And, you know, I talked to Corey and goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not helping. You're supposed to know where he is. You're all his keeper. So that is Corey's dog.
I wasn't aware that I was your keeper, but apparently I am.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling Carly, and Corey might agree with this too, but I feel as fans that we were so gypped on this whole Rafe thing because there's just so much that could have been told. I mean, there was still so much untold story. He's with Silas, so I agree. I've not been as much of a big Silas fan, but a lot of that has changed since this whole Nina thing started because he's starting to be branched out more. He's showing more character, and I'm liking that. You're starting to feel for his character, you know what I mean? It's like you can start to, like, feel his pain, his depth. And I feel that that's what we left out on is that, okay, now that they're getting good to the good part again, like you're getting into a book and you're reading to the middle of it, and here I go killing Rafe, I'm like, oh, man, this just sucks.
You know,
well, not to mention,
I mean, you could have done something more besides just kill him off.
And I keep thinking,
I don't know.
Is Julian a part of this whole drug thing? because I think he is, along with the fake look. And yet he's lying to Alexis. And I'm sorry for people that want to be on Team Zillion and put Sunny down every 5 seconds. Wait a moment. Sunny would never, ever draw the line in the sand with drugs. I'm sorry.
Never.
And kids? No, he would never. Sorry, I just,
never.
I had to go off on that because that's been making me mad.
Me too. Thank you. It's a lot of BS what they put on Sunny. And with the math baloney and this and that. They can't divide around from Frank Smith. Oh, couldn't go on for that.
And then the whole fluke storyline is just really floundering. People are starting to really lose interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that surgery?
I mean, I can't count how many times I've seen on Twitter and even in my own timeline, people are like, hey, well, do you know any new updates on this whole thing or what's going on? Because like, they really want it to end. And I'm like, I don't know. All I know is, you know, I think we're not supposed to find anything out until October now.
Right, that's what you said.
Well, I'm just pretending that the whole fluke storyline doesn't exist because I really don't enjoy it. Because it's idiotic. You really, every turn where you think you know who it is, they put in something and it's like,
that
person.
It doesn't make any sense. There's too many holes. And when this story is over and when it's done with, fans are going to be like, that storyline never existed. That's how they're going to feel. I mean, I'm sorry, writers, but that's just how they feel.
Well, that's how I feel, like, that's how I feel with the, you know, way back with the Zeke thing, making Luca alcoholic. I'm sorry. But, you know, if you want to call out just Luke in that town for drinking, call everyone out. Everyone has a glass when something is going on. Sunny does, Duke does, you know, everyone does. So why? It never made sense to me to say, oh, look at the full-blown alcoholic. Bullshit.
Oh. And he killed Jake because he was drunk? I mean, whose cracked idea was that?
Well, and Carly, if you remember, we discussed, I think on last show, and
yeah.
I haven't been watching General Hospital that long, but in the time that I viewed General Hospital, I never got the impression that Luke had a drinking problem. I mean, we've seen,
like I pointed out
last show,
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, ladies, but I've never seen him have such a bad thing with alcoholism until they really made it look bad.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Like
so
AJ.
As a fan and a writer in me, I'm like, are you kidding
me?
No,
you're right.
Where's the motivation? Where's the beginning and the end to this? You don't just say, oh, Luke's got an alcoholism situation, and it doesn't make sense because the fans are going to catch on to that.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
that's like saying Monica's an alcoholic, and then you don't even know the character of Monica.
Well, especially when we've been viewing a perfect example of an alcoholic in AJ.
Oh, my God.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, it's right in front of our faces with AJ. And then Luke's an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm
and
not
this whole thing with Levi. This whole thing with Levi is another one that fans are getting really tired. It's just going nowhere.
Okay.
I mean,
I know
he's there to, like, kind of prop for a certain storyline, which we're trying to see which way it's going, because it's kind of confusing. One minute he's trying to destroy Maxie's life, then he's trying to go after some jewels for Felicia coming up, I guess, and then there's this whole thing of him going after Nathan, too. It's like, who is this guy? Really, who is he?
No, okay, yeah.
Oh,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Carly.
Yes.
I'm just going to get off of here.
Why?
Go do some mommy duties. Mommy duties. But I will talk to you Friday. Are we having a show Friday?
Well, I don't know because my friend is coming in from California, so we might not have a show until now. Yeah, but let's have a show next week and take this week off.
Okay,
that works
for
me. Well, I will see you next. Well, I'll talk to you on Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we will.
But have fun. Don't get into too much trouble because I have no bail money. Sorry.
You need to get some bail money. We all need bail money.
I don't plan on getting caught.
Yeah, we don't plan on getting caught.
I'm sneaky.
Yes. And then if you do, flirt your way out of it. That's what I do.
I'm sneaky.
Well,
okay, go help them be a mom.
Yes. I'll talk to you guys later, and thank you guys for calling in and talking to Sonia, the ones that are not the co-hosts. Are the ones that are co-hosts too. But as right. your job, you have to be here. But thank you for calling in, and I will talk to you guys later.
Have a good
Bye.
Night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You know, it is you know, because I mean we did two shows this week, so yeah, let this come back next week and do it. But you know, you guys are right about this whole thing, and I'm telling you, if they don't have my Nick and Brit together pretty soon, I am going to start using four-letter words every show, so just get ready for that.
I agree.
Relationship's a no-brainer.
I'm over the whole Elizabeth and Nicholas thing because we've already been there, done that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to do that no more. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, even in my own writing, Corey can agree because we write fanfic. We'll put the characters together, but it doesn't mean they're going to stick together. There's always going to be that drama, and I think that's what we're missing the good drama that's going on between Britt and Nicholas, and trying to put Elizabeth in the middle just really isn't fitting. I think that's really putting it off kilter. They need to just give Liz a better story. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And if they're not going to bring, Rick, if they can't bring Rick back because he's presumed dead, then, you know,
well,
what's next
for
Elizabeth? Vacation time? I mean, I feel that's what's going to happen.
Well, I heard that they are bringing Rick back.
Rick back.
We just don't know when, but are bringing me probably in October when they start wrapping up the storyline. They probably will bring him back. That's what I'm thinking because...
That's what I heard. I heard something like that, too, because everything's leading up to October for some reason. I think maybe there's going to be some type of an event coming up in October that we can't miss.
Yeah, like October to November is always sweeps and everything. Oh, yeah,
okay,
I just
well,
want to say... What? Why what?
No, I said that's why. I said that's why in October...
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense for sweeps month. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, it really does. And also, has anyone watched Days of Our Life lately? Let me tell you.
Awesome.
I'm going to be honest. I've kind of lost cable, so I'm kind of, like, behind. And I have the YouTube stuff these days. So I've been behind on a lot of it. But I've been hearing
Lily.
It on Twitters and stuff, so that's a good thing.
I am going to find you a better cable package, okay? Damn it. I am going to find... No, because there's good cable packages out there. There's also DirecTV, too, that is less than cable.
Yeah.
It's less than
luckily,
cable.
Luckily, the fans
so.
Keep me up to date, and friends, they keep me up to date like you guys do most of the time when you're able to watch. And
I would go
them,
crazy. I would go crazy without cable. I would.
Me
too.
If it wasn't for the YouTube, I think I probably would go nuts on that. But I do enjoy the story. What's going on? What I've seen a little bit with Eve and JJ and Jennifer and all that. What I've seen of it, it looks good. The whole Teresa, Brady, and John stuff—that stuff bores me. I don't even want to watch it.
Oh,
drags.
Oh, is
I know it's supposed to be
me?
A big thing. But it bores me. How do you all feel about that?
I'm enjoying it, though, because they are finally giving Drake Hogerson something to do, and, yeah, he's in a coma. But it's finally, you know, maybe this will finally, you know, bring him and Zahn, Brady and Zahn back together as father and son.
Well, don't you think it's also going to bring back the old relationship that we all know and love between Marlena and John?
Yes.
I mean, today's episode, Marlena looked ready, literally, to rip Brady's heart out of his chest.
She did.
Days of Our Life has been by far in my opinion, the best soap on TV this week.
This week,
exactly.
Really,
yeah.
Well, you know what? I've got to give it to Sammy. I love when she gets mad and let. I did get to see what she laid into that whole thing with
Abigail.
I love that. That was a good one.
She went to the
now,
house.
The rest of it I haven't seen because I'm a little behind. But what I saw of that, I've enjoyed. Anything involved Sammy, just sign me up for that. I always enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for Abigail. She knew what she was getting into when she got involved with EJ. She knew that he was with somebody. She wanted to play innocent, and Sammy let her have it. Full bill. That's what she gets. I love how Jennifer got mad at her house. She's like, "We're not going to do this in my home." And she's like, "Okay, well then you leave then, because it's in your home."
Well, because Jennifer's so
what's that word that Corey always uses that cracks me up? That
she's,
Jennifer's too vanilla.
She's so vanilla that of course she can't have
that's what Jennifer gets saying. Don't act like that in my home. It's like. And Sammy's like, well, then get out.
There's a lot of fudge ripple in there. You know, she's all vanilla.
She's so vanilla that she can't have any excitement in her own house. I mean, why do you think her and Daniel never do it in her house?
Oh, thank God.
And then with Young and the Restless on that one, too, some of the stories are dragging a little, and then some of them are picking up slowly. So... I'm just going like everybody else. I'm like on a boat and it's going slow and we're seeing what direction it's going to go.
I gotta say,
I will give this. The guy that plays Billy Miller right now, Burgess Juergens, he's doing a very good job. He's a very good actor. He was on
Army Wife.
Yeah, Army Wife. He's a very good actor. So if you haven't seen him, give him a chance. Just check it out. He's good.
And
he's pretty wrong. He's not no Billy Miller. But still, he is a good actor, and he's doing a good job in that role. I mean, that's the way I see it.
I'm sorry. I'm on Team Sis. Dr. Ben and I belong together after, you know, I love Victoria and, you know, I love Victoria and Sis. And I'm sorry, Billy had his day, and it's done. Billy done so many bad things to her. It's done, Billy. You know, go cry in the corner. It's done. I'm done.
I agree. I'm over the whole Billy, Victoria situation. The Billy, I'm tired of Billy. They need to just end that completely. I'm ready for this whole Adam thing to start kicking into place because it's like you can tell they're really pushing for the Adam return. And let's get it on. Let's bring him on. I'm ready for Phyllis to come back. That's going to be so much fun.
I heard about Summer Mary Austin.
That sounded interesting. I figured that was going to happen.
I'm not a big Summer fan,
so I'm not a big Summer fan. That's okay.
Kind of like Summer,
but
I want to see how you know the thing is going to be because I guess something. Oh, I read something, and if this is true, Phelps. I cannot say anything bad about
it,
but help me, Corey, with this. Oh, Will. Zach, Peter Bookman, is going to try and get rid of. Has anyone heard that new rumor?
He's going to what?
Trying to get rid of the guy that played Zach Abbott.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Wait, are you saying they're going to lose him?
Peter?
Yes.
No, they can't do that. Screw them.
Exactly my point. So if anyone
rumors that they might do that because of the whole thing with what they did with what was it? The David Tom where they said that he wasn't the right role. For Kelly or the other actors, which I couldn't, I get angry with that part. Okay, on the whole thing on Peters, I've heard that too, but I don't want to believe it because they're trying, with the whole Phyllis coming in, I think they're trying to change the whole dynamic of that. I don't know, but hopefully
they don't
get
that route. Wait a minute. Is this another doing of who shall not be mentioned?
Yes.
Is this,
Jill Sandoz.
We can't say the name, but like I said, there's still that rumor, guys, that somebody is leaving. Remember?
Yep.
It's still there. But in the room, there's still someone that is supposed to leave. So keep your eyes on that. I'm not thinking it's him, but just keep your eyes. It's someone.
Oh, no.
If that happens, I will not watch YNR anymore.
You're going to have me crying like I was earlier.
But don't be too sad, because I think what it is a lot of it's also going to be with contracts come up, you know, October is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. A lot of contracts come up, and they're going to see who's going to stay, who's going to go, because that could be part of it. But then another thing the whole situation, what happened with David Tom, I hope they're not just trying to replace one character or actor for the right age role as someone else, because that's not going to make sense to any of the fans, because we're already into the story.
I'm saying this right now. If I give it a Peter Bergman, you guys, we are all going to LA. That's all I'm going to say, and it's not going to be pretty.
No.
Carly?
Oh, God, no.
Carly, I just want to tell you that I agree with you on the whole Victoria and Stitch situation. I'm okay with him being your boyfriend as long as I could just smell him every once in a while.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Well, like I said, it's just a rumor, guys. We'll get to the when it gets to it, but hopefully that's not true. But I agree with Carly. That's what I had heard, something like that, too. But, again, I'm just coming late to the party today, so I heard about it sometime earlier this week, but I wasn't able to talk to Carly until today, so hopefully that's not true.
Wrong Carly ahead of time, because when I heard that, my heart nearly dropped, because, Peter Bergman is one of the best people on that show, one of the nicest people, and I'm sorry, I think, if that happens, seats do not be named to really be going.
Okay, if they thought it was bad that certain person left, then just imagine how much it'll be if this happens, the ratings will be completely off the rails.
Well, I won't watch.
I agree with Carly. He's a very sweet person, and I hate for him to not be in that role. But, you never know.
I mean, all I got to say is, let's calm down. We don't know. Let's not get upset. We haven't heard officially. You know how these rumors get started. I mean,
it confirmed me, Carly, because when you mentioned it, that confirmed what I was told, and I'm like, oh, man, I hope it's not true, because Carly just said it. Then that's too coincidental, you know what I mean? Because I barely heard about
earlier
today.
Yeah, I thought I've been waiting, because you and I usually talk, and you didn't say anything to me, so I'm like, okay, wait, maybe this is not true, but mostly, let's not worry about this yet. When we find out if this is true, then Corey, Will, and I will be going to L.A., and heads are going to roll, and it's not going to be good, because they are fucking up, excuse my language, about getting rid of all these good people. I'm sorry, they are.
They are.
I've got a good question for you all, since you watch Days as well. With the stories coming over, with summer almost ending for some of the stories, and as we're going to lead up into the fall, my question for all of you is this. Which character would you like to see return to Days in time for the fall season?
Wow. I know Kimberly.
Okay, go ahead, Carly. Who?
Kimberly, Patsy Pete. She was on last night. Corey.
Okay. Yeah.
See,
you would like her back?
Yeah, I would like Kimberly and Shane both back. Teresa needs her parents by now.
Okay. Corey?
Austin.
Does anybody know we have to support Teresa? She's not going to get caught, is she?
Say that again?
Is Teresa going to get caught that she's the one that hurt John?
Probably. Probably her time is up,
She's such a good actress, Jane Lilly.
She had filled it on General Hospital when Maxie was sick in real life. Yeah, Christina Storms, when she had Endro, she was off. She had filled in. I thought she was such a good little actress.
No, I mean, she's not leaving the show, but I think,
I don't think she's leaving. She's doing that. It's another show that's a web series, and it's called School Days.
Oh, really?
So she's not leaving? No. You guys can look it on YouTube. Just look School Days, D-A-Y-V-E, and she's on there.
Mhm. Yeah.
Her and Langston from One Life to Live. They're on a web series. Yeah. I'll post it on my wall and then you guys can see it. I'll do it that way.
Thank you.
Who I would love to see come back on Days would be Frankie.
That would be interesting right now. That would, because I just hope they don't play this card
ever.
Who's
the father?
The way I see it, it's like maybe Eve's trying to play everybody's head games, and you never know. What if Frankie is really Paige's dad? You know,
it could be something.
Yeah, it could be something Eve would do. She wants everybody to think this and think that, but if you look really past it, Teresa could probably be the one to find out the truth, and it's like, oh, I bet you it's Frankie. Frankie's probably Paige's dad.
Hmm.
You know, that would be a fun twist, I think. What do you think, Corey?
It would be. I was just afraid to hit the sheets and find out she's Jack's. Jack and, you know, JJ and Paige. I don't know. They might. But I was mostly in Channel 7 back then, so I really don't remember the Frankie character that much. It's kind of hitting this. Carly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember Frankie?
Well, I think it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he dark-haired?
Yeah, he was AJ from Days of a Life. I mean, then a hostel.
Right. Okay, thank you.
And you know who else I would love back is another Demira. Remember Peter Blake?
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
no, he scared me too much.
Oh, did he? I liked his acting.
Well, yeah, but everything he did, Jennifer, I did not like.
I wouldn't mind Max being back, but since he's on Bold and Beautiful right now, that wouldn't work unless they recasted him. But I like Max. He was cool.
Oh, yeah. That part I remember.
I'm wondering what they're going to do with this whole thing with Melanie coming back. That'll be interesting.
I hope it's our Melanie. The real one?
It's the same Melanie.
It's the real one. Okay.
Yeah. The Jonas's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
It's the same woman. The same Melanie that left is the same one that's coming back.
Terrific. Thank you.
The only one that I heard is changing is Chad.
Oh, he's coming back?
Yes, I'm mad. I am mad at that because
I don't know. They were talking about it on a spoiler site. I have to check again. But they said that apparently they're supposed to change the thing for Chad, that it's not going to be the same guy. It's supposed to be somebody else. I think this leads up to Sammy's story where she's going to eventually tell Chad what Abby did. And I don't know if they're going to do that off screen or on screen, but keep watching. It's going to come out.
Thank you. Really?
I don't
really
know when she's leaving. I don't know when she's leaving, but some people hinted around, like, September or December, so we'll just have to keep waiting to see what happens with the Sammy story.
Willie, have they said who's going to play Chad?
I remember they mentioned a name, but I didn't get to catch it, so I'll keep looking again and find out who it is again. But it's not the same guy that we remember as Chad, I know that.
I
like him.
I mean, I like the other Chad, don't get me wrong. But as far, that's what I've heard so far, is there's supposed to be a different Chad. So we'll just see what happens.
He probably had a good job.
Damn it, because I loved him.
Peter. This can't be true, Peter, though.
Okay, here's your other question. You'll enjoy this. Of the shows that you watch, who do you think takes Scene Stealer on the shows that you watch? of which character? We'll start with Carly.
Mother White. Carly. She's really good, and so is Spencer from General Hospital. I love him. And Lionel, I would pick maybe... Kevin. Kevin is really good. And
oh, yeah.
Dave,
I love Kevin. I caught dibs on Kevin and Noah.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. And Dave, I think Sammy does too.
Sammy deserves an Emmy for what she's done. Oh, yeah. She's good.
And, Bowden the Beautiful, Quinn. Even though I want to kill Quinn.
I love Quinn. I love her. I love her craziness because I miss her in General Hospital when she was playing Lois. So seeing her on Bold and Beautiful, that's really like, you know, that's awesome.
And isn't her son at my Chicago Fire? Renee Sulfur's son? I think he's the one who stars on Chicago Fire at night. Channel 5.
Corey, who do you call Team Steelers?
From Days of Our Lives, it's definitely Sammy.
Definitely.
Okay.
She's stolen the whole show the past 2 weeks. From General Hospital, I would agree with Carly.
Early.
This week Carly really gotten her Carly balls back, in my opinion.
Yep.
But that's good. That's good.
I mean, because we discussed it last show that she kind of, in the recently, if not then our Carly, and it seems like she's getting it back, but it's not all there, but she's getting it back. Y&R, I would say I really am enjoying the Billy and Chelsea storyline, so Billy and Chelsea.
Me too.
I think they should stick Billy and Chelsea together and let Victoria be with Stitch or whoever her flavor of the moment
is. No, it's Sis. Period.
Yes.
Carly, quit yelling at me.
That is
so cool.
Will you tell
Corey I'm not yelling at him? I'm just saying that Victoria
Corey, you took my choices on that. That's good. Those are my scene stealers, too. Every one of those characters definitely deserves the limelight as scene stealers because they've all just, like, knocked it out of the park. It is so good. Those stories are, like, really eating up the summer. That's really great.
Like I said, this week, the show that's really stole the spotlight from every other show is Days of Our Lives. It's been so...
Exactly.
It's been so, so good this week. It's hard to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Eve and JJ just looking at each other like they're ready to kill each other. I love that. Their scenes are so intense, like... Oh my God! It's Jack Deborah all over again.
Exactly.
Give that kid an Emmy. He's doing good. He's definitely mimicking his dad in a big way. I mean, can you imagine if Jack was there? Oh my God, that would just be priceless.
That would be priceless.
Exactly, and you know.
Nice job.
You know I. Well, but does anyone remember what they sound for? Does anyone remember? I was thinking about that the other day, and to be honest, I don't know what they sound for. Does anyone remember? Okay.
I don't remember. Oh, but thank you, everybody that participated for Soap Now. You guys did such a great job. Everybody's still talking
that
about
was
it.
Fun.
You guys did a great job. Thank you, Corey, and Carly and anybody else who posted the videos. We did great that night. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, I think that is fun to do. Just like old clips. And mostly, if you want to do it, it's fun. You can just find clips on YouTube and what clips do you like and put it out there on Soap Goddess, and is this so fun to do?
Yeah, I try to do like maybe every other weekend or almost every other Saturday, just keep everything going, and the fans love it. They tell you what they want to watch, what character they want to see or what storyline, and the challenge for us is getting to find that storyline. I think that's the fun of it in the whole thing.
Well, if I can do it on my smartphone, that's my computer, my phone. My hands don't work good enough for a computer anymore.
How many clinics am I going to need tonight with this whole general hospital thing? I need to be warned.
We need a clinic. I was told you need 2 Kleenex boxes or more.
At least.
Carly, okay. I only watched that one scene during the time somebody else was talking to Sonia, and I cried through the whole scene. So if that tells you anything, you're going to need like a whole big pack from Costco.
Yes. It's heartbreaking. It totally is. What about the Morley ring? Couldn't he be a vampire? Do you remember the hospital scene when he was supposedly dead and there was a man, they grabbed the ring and he had like a hospital lab coat on? Did anybody see that?
But you know who, I got a question. Who wants Nina to pay? Who thinks Nina needs to pay for this? I mean, you know, who's not happy with crazy Nina right now? That's what I'm calling you, crazy. I mean, Michelle Stafford is doing an excellent job.
I love to hear it.
Oh, she's doing a phenomenal job as Nina. Everybody's starting to hate her.
Those are the best actresses.
I've got a question. I don't know if you have been all like caught up or not, but has anyone in Port Charles caught on that, like, with Rafe with his wallet of money that Nina gave him, did that ever come about, or is it still looming?
I think it's still looming.
That has not been questioned yet, do you know?
No,
Willie, I think that died with Rafe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, you know, because I'm a little behind, but I was just curious if they even went
you know,
back
we
out,
need
or maybe
to.
Forgot about him.
Because I'm sorry, and maybe you guys won't agree with me, but I want Jillian to go down just a little over this because, you know, all his guilt. Yeah, he should feel guilty right now. He really should feel guilty. And
Luke or Faye and Luke, they're the ones that bring in the drugs, you know?
Yeah. And,
I'm sure Jillian's going to feel his own side of the guilt when Mai tries to go after him some more. I'm sure she's going to find ways to get mad at him even more now. I think with Ray's dying, even though it's messed up, it does kind of push a little story ahead, and I think Mai's probably going to be a little more edgier than what we've known her to be. I think, but I don't know. It just depends on the writing.
Is he really, really dead?
Well, see, that's the thing, though, because no one ever mentioned about him leaving, so we thought maybe
today I saw someone scan the news about the diet that, oh, by the way, really, I will be sending you by this weekend. Everything, I got so busy, but I have it on my table address. I just have to go to the mailbox.
Well, I went on that page, Carly, for Jimmy Deschler, and all I saw was that he wished everyone, you know, all his fans, like, you know, thank you for sending him, you know, heartwarming letters and all this stuff. So I'm thinking maybe he is leaving, but they just didn't confirm it yet. I don't know. What do you think, Corey?
He has not been on Twitter since, like, June, July 4th. That was the last time Jimmy Wilbur was on Twitter.
He's on a Facebook page. I was on there, like, yesterday, and I saw wherever Sarah, they're wishing him good tidings or whatever, because he's leaving. And of course, she hasn't confirmed nothing, but it just kind of, the way I picked up on it is maybe he is. They just didn't confirm yet. I don't know.
You think so? Well, because it's all planned.
We'll have to see, I guess.
Yeah.
I really didn't want them to leave either way.
I'm hoping, even though I use my Kleenex, I mean, it's heartbreaking. I don't know. There has to be a way out of this. She's got to pay for this. I'm sorry.
I always thought, because I met both of them at Fan Club Weekend last year. And
oh, you did?
I told, yeah, I met Jimmy and Haley, and I told them, I'm like, okay, this might be inappropriate thing, but if you guys ever got together, you guys will make the most beautiful kids.
Oh, okay. They
and,
were.
But, yeah, and they smile because, you know, they hang out a lot, so, you know, it makes people wonder if they are dating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm just, it's good to discuss now the race if he is gone, because like I said, I just don't see anything with the whole Molly and TJ. It just, to me, it just seems like it drags and it's not going nowhere.
No, it's like a poos. They are poosing this. They are.
I'm sorry to say, but if they're going to kill someone else, it's just Jenna with TJ a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know,
what is going on with Sean and TJ's mom? The way they ask, you think that Sean was his dad?
Actually,
I know, me too.
I think that it's Sean's real father.
What do you think, Corey?
Me
think
too.
Do you think the same?
Yep. Do you, Corey? Did you hear?
Yep.
Willie, are you talking to me?
What do you think is going on with Sean and TJ's mom? Do you think Sean is actually TJ's dad? Because I'm picking up there's a little secret going on between them.
No, I don't think he's his dad. I think they had an affair. And the reason why TJ's dad is dead is because he found out about the affair and brought a gun and there was a scuffle.
Okay. I've been hearing differently. I've been hearing that it might just be, you know, Sean might be TJ's real dad.
That what?
Sean might be TJ's real dad after all. I've been hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
so that's what I was picking up on. The way they act weird.
Yeah.
It's got to be his dad, the way he acts. Some sort of father-like towards TJ. You could just see it.
I mean, we saw how he was not overreacting yesterday, but reacting when TJ's mom was talking the fake look, and he went over there and wanted to punch them, and Sonny had to stop it and goes, "You don't want to do this here." And that made me think, oh, my God, yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. It's the vibes they're giving out.
I think up in his parents, because every time they're so close, they're talking to each other, and they're, like, shutting each other up about this big secret. I'm like, that's got to be it. I bet you it's that he's TJ's dad, and that TJ's not ready to deal with that.
I think
what's going to happen, I think TJ's going to have a little probably in the back of his mind, he probably thinks that could be his dad, I bet. You never know with TJ.
Yeah. So we're on the same page. I guess we'll get Mal brave.
Well, I know, and, So what did you think before we close, because I don't want Blog Talk to kick us off again. What are you guys excited to see for next week and the end of this week? Oh, and what, you know, what did you hope that you never saw again?
Race Diane.
Yep.
I agree.
I'm hoping the Rafe thing isn't that it's not real and somebody's just, like, dreaming it or something and that we find out that he's still alive.
Really? Me too. Oh,
I'm hoping it's like a Dallas thing and somebody's just daydreaming that it happened. Like, maybe Molly's waking up from a concussion. And I'm hoping that's the case because I'm just not ready for no race to be leaving. That would just suck too much.
I agree.
But we'll see what happens. It is a soap after all.
Mm-hmm. And what's the news that Tracy's going to come and tell her brother? She comes back with sad news on her on the records. A devastating
who does?
News. Tracy.
Oh, that's going to be interesting about that. Tracy, yeah.
I know. I want to know what the bad news is.
Because I read that on DirecTV, and I'm wondering, what the hell is it? Her husband said, well, I just never read it anyway.
Thanks, everybody. I had a great time. I'll be back for the next, not this weekend, but
yeah, we will be back next week. We are taking Friday off, so enjoy your Friday. Keep texting me. Keep me updated. Corey, Facebook me. And
Hey, Willie, are you going to be on Facebook after this?
Yeah, I'll be on Facebook after this, yeah.
Message me. I have something to talk to you about.
Okay. Oh, me too.
Okay. All right. I'll be on. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. You had a good time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.